What the tradition does is bring together three lines of approach, which in Tibetan Buddhism are spoken of as view, practice, and action. So the view that underlies this text is the straightforward view of shunyata. It's not a fancy view, so to speak, of shunyata. It's the straightforward understanding that all things, all appearances, not to put too fine a point upon it, are devoid of inherent existence. They have no substantial reality, and that they're all part of an ever-changing flow of dependently arising conditions. Basic, standard Buddhist doctrine. But that's the view, that everything is impermanent, insubstantial, devoid of inherent existence. The practice is especially the bodhicitta practice, in which you deliberately cultivate an attitude of identification with all living beings, an appreciation that you're intimately inter-involved with every other living creature. And especially you consider that all other creatures in the course of beginningless time will have been your mother and father many, many times. Not an easy attitude for some of us at least to take up, but what it's getting at is that you recognize your complete identity with all other beings. Then, having struck that identity, you consciously breathe in all their pain and suffering and unskillfulness and transform it through the power of your own dedication and realization into pure white light, which you then breathe out into their hearts. So it's what's known as the practice of giving and taking. You take all the sufferings of others and you give all your own skillfulness, all your own merit, all your own punya, all your own spiritual realization, or at least spiritual dedication. You give that to others and then take in their suffering and their unskillfulness. So it's a very refined and powerful extension, if you like, of the metta practice, with a very strong and deliberate attempt to sense your interconnectedness with all beings. There's a lot more that can be said about that, and I will try to say that over the course, or a little bit more about it, over the course of the next few days. So that's the practice, in the sense of the meditation practice that this set of teachings brings is connected with. The action is to do with the moment by moment set of reflections and efforts you make in order to act in a way that's much more skillful, in a way that that gives expression to the view and the practice, so that you, through the action, you put into effect your realization that all beings are ultimately empty, and your experience of interconnectedness and your desire to take on the sufferings of others and to give them all happiness. So it's a combination, it's the union, the junction of all these three aspects, the view of shunyata, the practice of the bodhicitta, and the action of the consistent application of reflections and actions that give expression to the other two. The main body of the text is concerned primarily with the action, and that's why I find this particular text especially powerful. It's offering a number of different sort of attitudes that you can take up and put into effect in your daily interactions with other people, so that moment by moment, whenever you're meeting somebody, you can be watching your own responses and applying one or other of these reflections in order to overcome your selfish clinging and your failure to realize the ultimate interconnectedness and avoid nature of all things. So we'll be mainly dealing with the action aspect of it, but as the text goes on, I hope that we'll come to understand the relationship more to the view and to the practice. And we may, if there's enough interest and enthusiasm for it, we may begin to look at the practice itself and perhaps even do it. Because the form of each evening will be that I will talk for 40 minutes or so. And at 8:30, for those that want it, we have our meditation downstairs, which you're welcome to join us for. Tonight I think we'll just sit, but if there's an interest in it, we could start to do the bodhicitta practice and just to try to sort of explore how that relates to the text itself. I'm going to try and do this in 4 days, so we've got mapped out tonight and tomorrow night, and then Sunday night and Monday night, but knowing myself, it may not get done in that time. There are 8 verses, should mean 2 a night, but let's see.